Marie Dupuy de Blanchefort was buried outside, too, Claridon said.
Two graves for the same woman? Stephanie asked.
Apparently, but the body was in the crypt.
The tombstone outside was a message, Stephanie said. That's why Eugène Stublein's book is so critical.
But unless you know the story of the crypt, the grave in the cemetery would generate no interest. The Abbé Bigoux was smart. He hid his message in plain sight.
And Saunière discovered it? Malone asked.
Laus believed so.
I have a stupid question, Malone said. Why doesn't somebody just dig beneath the church at Rennes or use ground radar to verify the crypt?
The local authorities would not allow it.
The last thing anyone wants is proof of anything.
They profit far too well from myth.
Malone turned back to the wheel and motored the car onto the road. Ahead rose Avignon's fortified walls, the papal palace looming high above. He arrived at the palace and parked in the underground garage. He reached under the seat and retrieved the gun he'd taken from his pursuer last night. He checked the magazine. 3 rounds left.
Is that needed? Claridon asked.
I feel a whole lot better with it.
Why do we have to go inside the Palace of the Popes? Stephanie asked.
That's where the information is stored.
Care to explain?
Come, and I'll show you.